The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome back to
Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program, Duffy's Tavern, Someone's Getting Hitched, originally aired April 27th, 1949.
Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me to eat? Archie, the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Yeah, Duffy, I'm as happy as a bee with the hives. Well, I'm getting married. Yep, to a very high-class society dame. I got in touch with her through the Lonely Hearts Club and the Police Gazette. Yes, I was intrigued by their slogan. It said, every client comes back and thanks us. The girls ain't pretty, but they're awful anxious. Well, I've been corresponding with the dame, Duffy, and I'm going to marry, you know? Sounds terrific. Huh? When you married Mrs. Duffy, she was terrific, too? Young and cute and Irish as Patty's pig, huh? Now, after 30 years, you wish you'd married the pig. Well, at what point did she start to change? The minute you carried her over the threshold, huh? Hey, wait a minute, just a second. How'd you ever carry a fat dame like that over the threshold? Two trips. Well, Duffy, I'm glad to see that you still got a sense of humor about the sweet old fat slob. Well, I'll call you back. I got a lot of things on my mind. Eddie,
Yes, Mr. Duffy.
Eddie, when a guy's getting married and he starts walking down the aisle, which foot does he start with, the left or the right?
Left or right, he's still off on the wrong foot.
Why?
Well, I'm thinking of committing matrimony, you know.
Oh, mazel tov. Might I ask you who the lady in question is?
Well, the questionable lady happens to be Miss Millicent Van Schnook.
Mm. What does this schnook look like?
Eddie, it's Van Schnook. And she's beautiful, she says.
Where'd you meet this schnook?
Van Schnook.
I'm sorry, Van Schnook.
Well, I ain't met her yet. As I say, the wedding is being handled through the mails.
What won't Sayers and Roebuck think of next? You say you fell in love with this gal by mail?
Yeah, funny thing how it happened, Eddie. All began with a mere penny postcard. But before the week was out, we was mailing hot special deliveries. Yeah, with the stamps upside down. You should have seen them last couple of letters. Flaming. I told her how she kindled me spark of love and how me embers was burning for her. Then I filled up the rest of the page with X's.
You mad, passionate thing, you.
Well, anyway, I'll soon be married. It'll be wonderful, you know? Get out of that lonely furnished room. Have a real home. Two wash rags instead of one. Two teeth brush. Two towels. Two rings around the bathtub.
You're really happy, huh?
Yeah, sure am. I've always wanted a family, and who knows, I might have some little ones someday that would turn their sweet cherubic faces up to me and say,
Lord.
Eddie, remind me to get in touch with Margaret Sangster, will you? Guess what, Finnegan? I'm getting married.
That's nice. What else is new?
Maybe you didn't hear me right. I'm getting married. M-A-R-R-E-D.
Married? Oh, that's stupid.
Why? What's wrong with marriage?
Well, it's all right for people with children. Personally, I think it takes the fun out of being a bachelor.
Finnegan, you are exactly what you look like.
Who's a moron?
You.
Oh, I'm a moron. Who's the guy that's getting married?
Look, people got to get married. Our whole way of life is based on it.
Why?
Well, because men are men and women are women.
Well, I grant it's a novel arrangement, but I don't see the point.
All right, let me put it this way.
Yeah.
Your father and mother, they was married, right?
I'll go along with that.
Okay. Now, if your father and mother hadn't gotten married, where would you be today?
Up at the ball game.
Hey, you see what I'm driving at? Well, do you?
Let me put it this way. No.
Well, look, I'm merely trying to explain. You see, the fact that your parents hit the jerkpot, this has nothing to do with it. Human life, Finnegan, is deeper than that. Now, take Freud, for instance. He says mankind falls in love for interior motives, you see. But Freud can be wrong.
All right. Would you mind if I ask you a question?
What?
What are we talking about?
We are talking about love and marriage.
You mean that stuff about the birds and the bees?
Yeah.
Mere propaganda.
The birds and the bees?
Well, sure. Last week, I took a bee, and I put it in the bird's cage, and...
Yeah?
Frankly, Arch, nothing has happened.
I still fail to see whether it has anything to do with something. However, I won't argue the point.
Well, I just...
You're certainly in a talkative mood tonight, Arch.
Well, why not, Joe? When a guy's planning to marry a dame like this Millicent, he wants to shout it out to the whole world.
Same with me.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. Every week I like to tell the whole world about Ipana toothpaste.
Well, some guys like dames, some guys like toothpaste. Personally, I'm a guy that likes dames, you know. When I give them a little squeeze, I don't have to worry about getting the brush. I thank you. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, see what you think of this wedding invitation, huh?
Wedding invitation?
Yeah, I just wrote it out.
Let's see. I, Archie, hereby announce his engagement to the former Miss Van Snook, Nee Millicent. The bride and groom hereby request your presence.
Presidents. No. Try it again, son.
President.
Oh, well, we are only on that tape. see this week, sneaky way, is I underline the word presence. Continue, Eddie.
Okay. Those will be optional, but we prefer black tie. Clothes will be optional.
Well, that's... don't apply to the ladies, of course. Might be a little gaudy. Continue, Eddie.
Obscene language will not be tolerated, as ceremony will be civil. Signed, Cobina Wright. Cobina Wright?
Gives it a little touch of class. Boy, it's going to be a big night for Third Avenue, all right?
Say, Archie, I hear you're getting married.
Yeah.
Oh, well, may I propose a toast?
Oh, thank you, Miss Duffy. What's the toast?
There's nothing so sweet as a wedding in June. Here's to the bride and here's to the goon.
Oh, you're bitter, huh? Just mad because you're still on a shelf.
Oh, yeah? I could have got off the shelf plenty of times.
Enumerate the opportunities. Who?
Well, for one, Ernest Diefendorfer. For two, Breckenridge Hartenfelder. And for three, Harold Harkleroad.
How did she ever miss Adolf Schickelgruber? These guys all wanted to marry you?
They certainly did. In fact, Harold Harkleroad turned to drink when I refused to marry him.
Naturally, a thing like that calls for a celebration. But if you had all these proposals, how come your old man has a standing offer of two white shirts to any guy that'll go out with you? And he'll even shorten the sleeves.
Archie, that's a lie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was Mama that said she'd shorten the sleeves. Besides, you're somebody to talk. I'd like to see what's marrying you.
What's marrying me happens to be a very beautiful society dame from a family with yachts and swimming pools and packaged cars. And I'm going to be the man that owns one.
Oh, just marrying her for her father's money, huh?
Who's marrying her for father's money? I'd marry her no matter whose money it was. And I resent the inference that I'm a piccolo.
Say, Art, by the way, did you get the wedding ring yet?
Oh, yeah, thanks for reminding me. Give me that phone. Hello? Tiffany and Schwartz? Genuine department, please. Hello? Genuine? Mr. Tiffany? This is Archie of Duffy's Tavern. I'm thinking about getting married. Thank you. Tell me, Mr. Tiffany, what have you got in a diamond wedding ring, something with a nice large floor? Huh? How many carats? I know, about 30 or 40. Hmm? How much? Let me talk to Schwartz. Well, Schwartz, what have you got in a nice diamond ring? Oh, up to about $5. Huh? You'll let me know as soon as the glass blower comes back from lunch? Okay, Schwartz, I'll wait for your call.
George, $5 for a wedding ring?
So what? I make that kind of dough in a couple of days. Besides, this is one marriage I want to get started right. You see, Finnegan, a woman is a peculiar thing. You've got to approach her tenderly, like a delicate flower, else love is apt to wane out the window.
Yeah. Arch, how did you ever learn so much about love?
Just observation. You see, before I worked at Duffy's, I used to be flashlight man in a drive-in movie.
Gee, you certainly learned a lot.
Well, thanks.
Good evening, Archie, me boy.
Well, Clancy the cop.
And company evening to you.
Thanks, in the back of me hand to you, sir. Eddie, some bourbon. Three fingers for the long arm.
Thank you, Archie. I could use a pick-me-up. You know, we had our annual policeman's ball last night. Oh, I feel terrible.
Well, wine, women, and song, huh?
Yes, but not necessarily in that order. It's too bad you weren't there, Archie.
No, Clancy, my days is over as a spinster. I gotta settle down now that I'm getting married.
You? Taking the leap?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you always played hard to get.
I did, but I found if you play too hard to get, you don't get got.
Well, I certainly hope you found the right girl, Archie. You know, choosing a wife is a serious business. When you embark on the sea of matrimony, make sure you don't do what I did and get a leaky bolt. You never know what kind of a woman you get until after you marry her.
Yeah, it's like taking a poke at a pig, ain't it?
Well, I tell you, Archie, marriage is just like a hot bath. After a while, it ain't so hot. Take my case, for example. Mrs. C and I were married in a beautiful little ceremony over in Ireland. In accordance with the tradition, first I kissed the Blarney Stone, and then I kissed Mrs. Clancy. You know, the Blarney Stone had more pucker than she did.
Yeah, I've met Mrs. Clancy. Pretty horrible kisser.
That's right. You have met her, haven't you?
Yeah, but the dame I'm marrying is different. Plenty of dough, gorgeous figure, you know, loaded with money, beautiful eyes, loaded with dough.
Just a second, Arch. You wouldn't be thinking of taking money from a woman, would you?
Is there a law?
But, Archie, that would make you a leech and a parasite.
Leave us not think of me as a leech or a parasite, Clancy. Leave us just think of the dame as an arch supporter.
Arch supporter, hey.
Hey, that's good. I think I'll send that to Walter Winchell. Reminding me to do that, will you, Eddie?
Okay. By the way, this telegram just arrived for you.
A telegram for me? Let's see. Hey. It's from Millicent. She says yes. She's going to marry me. She's on her way down here.
Oh, congratulations, Archie.
Well, thanks, Finnegan.
Congratulations, Miss Archie.
Thank you, Eddie.
Condolences, Archie.
Now, wait a minute, Clancy.
I'm only kidding. Marriage is a fine institution. And underneath it all, I think Mrs. Clancy is the salt of the earth. I only wish I could shake her.